This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley.
And we are sitting in beautiful Pebble Beach, California at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am watching our host, Chris Harrison.
He is playing with
Jason Day.
I don't know anything. These guys have been trying to teach me how this Pro-Am, which is like professional golfers playing with amateurs, good amateurs, how this works all weekend. And I honestly don't really care to know. But I go Chris Harrison.
So the setup's this. It's a really cool tournament. AT&T puts it on here at maybe the most beautiful course in the United States, Pebble Beach. What happens is it's the only tournament on the tour that pros play alongside celebrities or amateurs who have been invited to play in this event. And there's team play. So the two scores together added up count, and then also the pros' individual scores. So amateurs are playing along pros who are playing for millions of dollars. It's a great tournament.
Oh, the pros are playing for millions of dollars?
This is an actual tournament, actually.
So they own millions of dollars, yeah. Not like charity millions?
No. This is like this is their job.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is their job. So like right now, the winner of this, I bet the purse is close to $1 million. So the winner will get close to $1 million.
Wow.
So Chris Harrison's partner is competing for the lead as we speak. This is a really incredible event. We've had a blast. So thanks to Pebble Beach, and thanks to everybody that came out. We actually have a pretty good crew. We have Dean Unglert, we have Luke Pell, Leslie Murphy's out here. That's a whole group of people out here that kind of Winter Games reunion, right?
Oh yeah, this is like what I've been looking forward to. It's just like hanging with you guys by the campfire, like we've been doing at night, making s'mores.
See, I was more excited about the tournament.
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny is when you were explaining to me what the tournament was about, I totally dazed out again because like I'm such a girl, and I was like, I like the way that Ben says tour. He says tour the way Justin Timberlake used to say tour. Like this is the tangent that my mind went on instead of listening to how the actual Pro-Am went.
You know, my thought to that is it's a typical Ashley move that you would know how Justin Timberlake would say tour.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. Now say tour again.
Tour.
Yeah. So you say tour, like with a little tour.
Yeah,
well, and I go tour.
Yeah,
tour.
This might be the only thing I've ever said that anybody's actually like said, oh, you say that well. Most of the time it's you say that absolutely terribly.
What was the
which
word
might
that,
be my new thing.
What was the word at the beginning that you couldn't say?
Especially.
But now you say especially.
Yeah.
My favorite word of yours right now is appreciate, because like you don't really say appreciate. You go, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't have the time to add the A.
No.
My life's really busy right now. So I cut it down a little bit.
Well, it makes it a lot cuter of a word.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, I really like
appreciate
it.
Appreciate that. Hey,
appreciate it.
I didn't even mean to do that, but I just did it. I want to talk to you a little bit. We've had some great conversations this week, and one that I think you and I really need to speak about to all of our listeners.
Is the swingers conversation we had at dinner last night?
Not the swingers conversation, but thanks for making this awkward. No, it's about our passion for a movie that came out recently called The Greatest Showman.
Thank you.
I really, and before I let Ashley off here, because it's kind of like one of those scenarios with Ashley where once she starts talking about something, I'm not going to get a word in for the next 10 minutes. I love this movie. I told my parents to go to this movie. My dad is not a musical fan. Mm. And he left the movie and said, that's probably the best movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
This movie, I just think, really touched a lot of places in my heart. And Ashley, I'm going to let you talk about The Greatest Showman because it's not getting enough credit right now.
No. Okay. So I went to go see A Christmas Week with my family, and we all left being like, wow, like that is our kind of movie. Like we were smiling the entire time. I was a little bit upset because we went to like such a tiny theater, you know, it didn't have a huge sound system or a big screen. And I realized, I was like, that kind of movie is such a spectacle that you need to see it in its biggest form, because it's a show. It is a Broadway show. It is like honestly one of the best Broadway shows I've ever seen, and it's on the screen. I get so, okay, so yesterday I like Tom Cruised it. We were talking about this. We had no idea that we shared this passion for this movie. And I got very excited when I heard that my friend also shared a love for this movie because it's something that I have been, I like to call myself a disciple of this movie because I try to pass it on and share it with anybody who will listen. And I posted it on my Insta story, I guess, a couple weeks ago after I saw it for the second time. And I just went on, I've seen it for three times now. I just went on this, I like to think it was like an articulate three slide type Insta story. And people were like, so many people were inspired to see the movie because of my Insta story.
Why do you
I felt like a
inspired?
Great disciple.
Why do you believe they're inspired? Did they tell you?
No, because I have such passion for it.
But how, like, how do they let you
I got
know
lots
that they're
of
inspired?
DMs.
Oh, you get a little
I
DMs.
I got a lot of DMs. Mm. And I even had friends text me who said, like, I wasn't sure I was going to see it, but then you were so passionate about it, I had to go see
okay,
it.
Okay, well, let's hone it in.
I stood on the chair yesterday. I was like Tom Cruise, Oprah style, when he said that he liked it. I was like, that is the greatest movie of all time!
You did. So, okay, let's hone it in. Why do I like this movie?
I always need to give the backstory, you know?
Yeah, so, that was a good... Sorry. That was a long backstory.
Sorry, I always need to give backstory. Why do I love it? So, I think there's so much art these days. The only art, like the only Hollywood films that ever get respected are movies that make you depressed. Like, you leave the theater being like, wow, I'm drained. This movie makes you leave feeling inspired and pumped up like you could conquer the world. It makes you want to fall in love. It makes you want to put on a show. It makes you feel secure in yourself. It's like the most beautiful movie, and it's eye candy. It's a spectacle. Yeah. It's like, for me, it
was Hugh Jackman's eye candy.
No, like, yes, he really is. He really is. But okay, this movie is what I call sensory candy. It like treated every my eyes, my ears to just happiness. I smiled the entire thing. Okay, well, go ahead. Tell me about your feelings.
No, Ashley, I think you're spot on. The cool part about the movie for me is it's one of the only movies, and Ashley, this is exactly what you're saying, that you can watch and it teaches you a lesson. It encourages you, entertains you, and you can actually be motivated. I mean, from it. I listened to the music on my drives sometime now because I have the album.
I mean, that's the
and
my
I
favorite
get pumped
album
up, you know. But the message is simple, I think, to me from the whole movie. It's that even people that feel like outcasts belong. They have a community, and the acceptance that we're all the same.
Yeah,
and that's really what that movie's showing me is that these, you know, some of these people who are represented definitely are different than others. They're not what we would consider normal, but it doesn't make them any less human.
Right.
And they still feel the same things we feel. They still look for love and community like everybody else looks for community. So, I mean, I walked away from that movie just even inspired myself and convicted to say, wait, I need to start paying more attention to the people that I have maybe discounted in my life or discredited or left out. So that has been good for me because it's made me more aware of anybody that I've said, oh, they're different. Mm-hmm. And as a result, maybe I won't talk to them. Mm-hmm. Now it becomes even more aware of, no, that's the wrong mindset to have in life. Mm-hmm. I love the movie.
For me, a lot of people, I always ask this question because it's funny. It all started, I may have mentioned this on the podcast before. My sister likes to joke about how she... when people are like, oh my God, I found this so inspiring, like on their Instagram, like what inspires you? And she was like, I don't know how I could respond to that. And then ever since we've brought up that question between the two of us, we've tried to actually figure out the things that do inspire us.
Yeah.
And this movie truly does.
I love it.
It makes my heart feel like it's soaring. Like I feel my happiest while watching it.
That's amazing.
And I know that it
That's
was
amazing
kind of,
and also sad, but
I know it was a little bit panned by the critics. Like if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's amazing because over 90% of viewers loved it. And then there was like 55% of critics like it. And critics, they point out the flaws in the storyline and the historical accuracy of it. But you guys, that's not why it doesn't mean anything when I'm watching
the point
the
is
movie.
The critics don't know what they're talking
the
about.
Feelings,
listen
the
to
feelings
Ashley.
I'm watching.
Go see The Greatest Showman. It is worth it. You're going to love it. Ashley.
Yeah.
Outside of The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
Because I like, you know, last night we got to hear it a lot. Today I'm getting to hear a lot. And I do think she's spot on. This is a great movie. So please go check it out. What is life bringing you these days?
Hashtag not an ad.
No, an ad at all.
No, just passion and love. Okay, go for it, Ben.
So what is life bringing you these days? I mean, I feel like as a friend of yours and from the listeners out there, you're all over the place. You're doing a lot with The Bachelor still, even outside of the podcast. You're doing I Don't Get It podcast. Winter Games is coming up. Mm-hmm.
It's Winter Games is coming on tomorrow.
Oh, we just got word. Winter Games is coming on tomorrow. I totally kind of forgot about that. So please go check it out. Ashley and I are both a part of it. Are you excited? Are you nervous? How are your feelings when this show's going
to
air?
I'm very excited. I talked to a couple other cast members, and they're really nervous about it, how they're going to look, how people are going to feel about them, especially the international people. They feel like they've never been exposed on such a scale that they're about to go on. But I've done it too many times, and I get excited every time. I think last time I was a little bit more nervous than usual. But this time I'm just pretty stoked for everybody to
watch your story.
To watch my story.
It's been a big deal,
though.
To
watch my friends' stories.
It's been a big deal for you, Ashley, because I know over the last few months since Winter Games has taken place, life for you has been pretty crazy. There's a lot happening. Winter Games was impactful to you in a lot of ways. And life for you recently has been impactful. So I think I'm excited for the viewers and the listeners of this show to see this, so it makes sense of where your life's at today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for them to be caught up with me, because I think that I usually share a lot of my life on the podcast, but over the past two months, I've actually had to kind of keep it under wraps.
Definitely. We all have, and that's the beauty of the show. So tune in to ABC on Tuesday night and watch Bachelor Winter Games. Ashley and I really had a good time doing it. It was the first show I've got to do with my wonderful co-host, and we lived in the same house together for weeks on end in Vermont.
I think so. We can talk about our one little moment in the episode. Oh, you
what moment?
You haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen the episode. You're the only one that's seen the episode.
You and I remember at the picnic table when it was the first night of one-on-one dates, and I was like crying on your shoulder, and I was laugh crying.
Oh yeah.
And people are like, what are you doing? Are you laughing? Are you crying? You're like, she's doing both. She's totally fine. She's totally fine. But, and it was so good to be able to cry to you. Like I definitely went over to Ben hoping that he'd be like, Ashley, like part of me was like, oh no, if I go over to Ben, he's going to be like, Ashley, what's wrong? And then I'm going to start crying. And the other part of me probably knew that that's what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And
so they show this?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So you've
they
seen
they definitely cut it down.
So Ashley's seen the first episode of Bachelor in Games. I have not. I don't know why she gets privileges that I don't, but that's just kind of how life works. So Ashley's seen this little scene between her and I. And you say it's a special moment for us.
Well, it was definitely more special in real life than watching it back. We definitely delved into...
Is that a word?
Yeah, delve is.
Delved.
I've had a problem with this word on podcasts before. It's definitely was definitely more meaningful in real life, but you guys get to see a snippet of it. And Ben just gets me, which is really nice. Like, he knew exactly what I was crying over. And there was a lot of people who was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, I honestly do not want to articulate to you, person I don't really know, what's wrong. I just can look at him and he knows what's wrong.
Something's messed up. Yeah. Ashley's hurting.
But that being said, Ben, what did you tell me at that moment about my crying?
I haven't seen the episodes. I kind of forget.
Okay. You said, Ashley, I've known you for 2.5 years, and we know each other pretty well over the past year, and I have never seen you cry outside this moment.
Oh, we'll see. So if you remember right, on our last episode of the Most Famous Podcast, Ashley was very protective of herself and her issues with other women when it comes to dating. She was definitely saying, hey, I'm not dramatic, and she's not. This one is...
Well,
you know,
I mean, that's up for...
She's a little. She has a little insecurity about how often she cries. And so this really was the first time I'd seen you cry.
And you're like, what is it about this environment?
I was just confused because I think my other thought in my head, I don't know if I ever expressed it, but my thought in my head was, how come you always have to cry on a show? Like, Ashley, like, you are always put together, and then you go on these shows, and there's something about that environment that just breaks you down.
Breaks me down.
It does. Every time. It breaks you down. quickly. Like, I know. Is hours in.
What did I keep saying that day? I was like, you guys, I've gotten 24 hours without crying. 24 hours. That's amazing. That's a record. I kept telling everyone. I told Harrison. I was like, this is a record, you guys. Let's have a celebration. But deep inside, I felt the tears welling up. Like, I just knew. I was like, I'm going to have a breakdown tonight. I was like, I'm holding this off to break my record, but I need to cry so bad right now. People are so crazy out there. I like read some comments. People think I'm acting when I'm crying. Like, people actually think that I do this for like the producer's sake.
Really?
And I'm like, this is insane.
I mean, no. So if you're like, there's no way this girl can be this dramatic and this tear filled. No, she can.
It makes me feel all the feels.
Ashley, let's move away from you crying.
Okay.
There is a recent picture that I'm going to tell everybody out here. Go to Ashley_Iconetti on Instagram and check her out. Ashley posts a picture from Pebble Beach. Just looking like a smoke show.
You thought that was a smoke show pic?
Oh, Ashley, I mean, the wind's blowing your hair. The lighting's perfect. I know when you took this picture and you looked at it, you're like, you smile a little bit inside and you said, oh, I got one.
Wait, that's so funny. I didn't feel like that.
No?
No. Well, I was like, I wonder if this is good enough. But I got so many likes and I'm like, why did I get so many likes on this picture?
Yeah,
I don't even like it.
You look great, Ashley. You really great in this picture. You're glowing.
No.
And so I needed to call it out. So make sure you go and follow Ashley.
Hey, if you guys go to my Instagram and you check out my second to last picture, it's a picture of Ben and drag.
Ashley's going to start going through. And if you check out my fifth picture, it's me smiling. hey, everybody, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to one of our great sponsors. Ashley's glowing in her picture. She's also glowing constantly. And that has a large part to do with BioClarity. Did you start the new year off with an amazing list of revolutions and didn't keep any of them? Well, you're not alone. Ashley and I are the same way. So let BioClarity get you back on track with healthy habit today. Talk about finding the right skincare routine and how taking care of your skin can boost your energy and radiance. It's true. When I look better, when I feel better, I have more energy. I have a little more confidence. I hold my chest a little higher. I feel like people recognize me, you know, just say, that guy's got something going when he looks good. Talk about your experience with BioClarity, with your friends, with your family. Go out there. We get so many messages and so many emails. Producer Amy's in the room about BioClarity and people going out to purchase and then loving the product. So tell your friends and family about it. Help us out. But when you do, make sure you tell them to put in the code FAMOUS so that we can keep tracking how you're responding today. Let me tell you a little bit about BioClarity. BioClarity delivers glowing, clear skin by reducing redness and boosting your natural beauty. You can use it twice daily without worrying about excess and irritation. No harsh chemicals. BioClarity is packed with clarifying botanicals and new Floralux. I don't even know how to say this word, Floralux. Floralux.
That's, yeah, Floralux.
Yeah, Floralux, of course.
It's the green stuff.
So we ask ourselves, what's Floralux? Well, let me tell you what Floralux is. It's naturally derived from chlorophyll. Who doesn't want chlorophyll? Yes, the green stuff plants need and is proven for soothing away blemishes. BioClarity is full of antioxidants and helps reduce redness, feeds and defends cells with an alphabet of vitamins to boost your natural beauty. It's a three-step system. You know it. We've said it. It's the cleanse, treat, and restore. It's easy. It's simple. It will keep you glowing today. BioClarity also offers a skin smoothie with hydration. Hydration is a lightweight, breathable moisturizer designed for even the most sensitive skin, like mine and Ashley's. Ashley's is really oily, she says, which also will keep her looking younger longer.
Yes. Thanks, Ben. You know that?
You told me that.
Uh-huh.
Start a healthy habit and get glowing, clear skin. Just go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get the first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter our code, which is FAMOUS, F-A-M-O-U-S. That's BioClarity.com, and enter our code FAMOUS today. Speaking of famous, I mean, I'm a little starstruck right now.
I was going to say, we have a famous country singer right next to us.
We have a famous country singer that is going on tour soon. We want to hear all about it. Luke Pell is in the room. Luke, how you doing?
What's up? Thank you guys for having me on again.
Hey, Luke is out here at the AT&T Pebble Beach program with us, following our favorite host, Chris Harrison. Luke, you're getting ready to go on tour. I want to hear all about that. Ashley and I are big fans of your music. You also were on Bachelor Winter Games. I'm confused because I feel like my life, I have nothing going on and I feel busy all the time. How do you fit everything into your life right now?
Oh, man. Yeah, one day at a time. I would just wake up and try to figure out what I'm doing today, where I'm going to be, and see how it happens.
And you're able to come out here and kind of follow Chris Harrison as he plays in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Have you enjoyed being in Pebble Beach with all of us, or are you annoyed by Ashley
and I? As much of the winter as possible on a beach, on any beach, I'm happy. So I've had a great time, and I get to spend the time with you guys. Mm-hmm. We've had an incredible time. Chris is killing it out there. Played on Sunday. Had a great turnout at the golf tournament. I thought you were going to play for a little bit, Ben.
I was really hoping to play.
I was looking forward to you being an alternate.
I was hoping to get in if enough people backed out. Unfortunately, I didn't. I mean, Luke, honestly though, this is our podcast. And you do come onto our podcast, but how annoying is Ashley and I in person?
That's awesome.
How what?
Wait. We're so peppy.
Annoying. We're just annoying.
We are annoying.
You guys?
We're terrible to hang out with.
Yeah, you are the most annoying people I've ever hung out with in my life.
Okay, wait.
Obviously.
This leads to a great question. Tell us the moment that you remember the most filming Winter Games with me, and the moment you remember most with Ben.
So before you start here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ashley asks this question because in her mind she loaded has the questions. Answer she wants you to give. Yeah. That's Ashley.
I'm wondering. I truly
These
wonder.
Are loaded questions.
What? It is. But okay. it's such a good question. It's going to give our audience so many teasers.
The time that what I remember most about you on Winter Games. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see you really cry because I wasn't in your interviews, but I don't know. What was the most exciting time? Like the first day?
The first day? You remember me most the first day, Luke?
Yeah. What did you have like some special moments?
No, but I just feel like we had better times in the first day.
Yeah, we had a couple great conversations. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some great conversations, like we always do. But I was so tired of being sequestered in the hotel, like when we go in to film those shows. So you were one of my closest friends going into the show. So like when I got out and got to see everybody the first day, I was like, oh, there's Ashley, there's everybody I know. So I was just glad to get out of the hotel.
Did you think we were going to be clickier? Because we all have like gone to Tahoe together and we've all hung out in like our little American clique. Did you think that
I kind of thought we would have been a little more clickier, but it turned out that we were very welcoming of all the other countries that were there. And I thought that was cool. So, yeah.
Oh, do you know what my favorite part is with us in the first episode?
What is it?
And I hope it doesn't come across bitchy to the audience.
You've seen the episode. You're like, one of the few people who have seen it.
We have this funny scene where we're watching two people in the other room and they're having like a pre-date conversation. Like they're trying to feel each other out. And you say, you know what game I like to play? I like to put words in people's mouths, you know? And just
so
like
that was on the episode?
Dub over. Yeah. So it is. Great. And I'm like saying this and people are probably like, Ashley is being a bitch. And I'm like, no, we were having fun. We were being silly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to see it now.
Yeah.
I wish I'd already seen it.
I like that you say silly, Ashley. We were being silly. This is one of my favorite things about Ashley when it prepares for a show that I'm learning about her.
Yeah.
And our listeners are probably learning too, is anything that she does, she really does have a very pure heart and amazing intention. She doesn't want to disrupt anything in a negative way. But once she watches an episode and sees anything that could come off wrong,
right,
she'll just try to bring it up to explain a little bit on here just to try to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, of course.
But you know how not bitter I was in that moment. I wasn't being bitter. I was being funny.
This is what I'm talking about.
The prerequisites to the negative comments. No, you weren't bitter at all.
Were you?
Give me loaded questions all day. I'll tell you exactly what you want to hear.
Luke, were you going into Winter Games at all interested in finding international love?
That's the name of the game. That's why we were there, right?
I think so.
It was International Winter Games.
Yeah, and you knew most of the people from the States. And so I think that was one of the things that wasn't super surprising to me, that there could be some international romance go on, because we all knew each other from the States. And if you wanted to date somebody that was going on the show, you would have already had the opportunity to do it.
But possibly. My deal was people that were asking before, you didn't know who the cast was going to be, you know, before we started. Oh. So it was like, there was definitely Americans that were interested in other Americans. Maybe they just never had a time, like chance to meet or whatever. And then internationally, that was just, we had no clue who those people even were. Like, we had never even laid eyes on them. So that was like the big mystery, especially for me. I had no idea. I'd never seen an episode or an Instagram of anybody from any other country until we got there. Okay, had you guys? Did you have any guys have any lead in to
the guys from Canada? I knew of the guys from Canada because I did their after show in Canada.
So you'd met earlier. Them?
No, I had not met them, but I saw pictures. I saw them on TV a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Were there any of them that you were like interested in going in?
Mike Fleiss tweeted a picture of one of them, and I thought he was pretty hot. And I was like, oh nice. Yeah, I remember that guy. He's pretty hot.
Okay.
Luke, here's a question for you. Who was on your list going into it? Who was on your list going into Winter Games?
Going into Winter Games?
Yeah, because they asked who you'd be into.
I really didn't. I didn't know who was going to be on
so
there.
So you put a blank
had,
space
like, no
there?
List. It was like, well,
you had a blank space like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Why wouldn't I have
and
a Taylor
name.
Swift?
So who did you want title. To write their name when you actually saw them in the parade?
In the parade?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who caught your eye?
Let me think. Who caught my eye in the parade?
Mm-hmm. What parade? What does that mean?
The opening ceremonies. Yeah. At the opening ceremonies parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first
Let me
scene.
Think. Who? I was just trying to figure out who, like, people all had their beanies on and, like, we were all in winter clothes. I was like, who is who? Like, I couldn't even tell who was who. And they're, like, walking down the road and, like, this is the first time we've even met. We kind of don't even get a formal time to meet. It's mm-hmm. just, like, we're standing in these grandstands in the middle of Manchester, Vermont, and people were parading down in front of us. And so, yeah.
So politically correct.
Yeah, the Swedish girls are pretty cute.
I don't think it's politically correct. I just don't think you answered the question. Luke, before we send you off here, you're going to go on tour. Tell the listeners about it. Where are you going to be? What place they can see you at? If they want to listen to your music now, how do they do that? Just promote yourself a little bit.
Promote myself. Yeah. So we've got about 100 dates planned this year, so we're excited to go back on the road February 23rd. So we start out in Virginia, then we try to work out dates in the warm climate as much as possible this time of year. So we're going to do a little Florida, Georgia. So anyway, lukepell.com, you can find all the dates, find all the links to the music, all the social media.
When does it start?
February 23rd is our first date back on the road in like 2 months.
And so. It goes till when?
It goes till infinity. We just play.
Just as we long just, as you can make it happen.
It goes until we sell out, you know, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's all. I mean,
whatever. You just keep working your tail off.
What is your favorite song from your new EP?
My favorite song from the EP that we just put out is called Ball Caps and Blue Jeans.
Me
so that
too!
One's doing well. A lot of good feedback.
That's my favorite.
Thank you.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for coming on. Please go check out his tour, download his music. Luke is a friend, and he's also a super talented artist. Check us all out on Winter Games this Tuesday on ABC. Well, it's always good to be around friends, you know, especially from The Bachelor. We don't get to spend a ton of time together, but when we do, we always have a great time. This week has been insane. We have been running all around. I've been here now in Pebble Beach for a week. And I'm pretty tired. Last night I went to bed early. I plan on going to bed early at night. But tonight I'm going back to Denver, which is a big deal for me because I'm going to be able to sleep on my new Bull and Branch sheets. I'm stoked for it. And I'm also stoked that you get to hear about it. We're not going to agree on everything here on this podcast. I don't think we're ever going to agree on many things in this podcast. But what we both agree on is you could get more sleep. Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You don't need those at all. You just need to change your sheets. Change them. That's why you should check out Bull & Branch. Everything Bull & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is made from pure 100% organic cotton, which means they start out super soft and they get even softer over time. So if I come to your house and I sleep in your sheets and they're not soft, I know you haven't been washing them. That's disgusting. You buy directly from Bull & Branch. So you're essentially paying wholesale prices. Luxury sheets can cost up to $1,000 in the store, but Bull & Branch sheets are only a couple hundred bucks. Everyone who tries Bull & Branch sheets loves them. That's why They have thousands of five-star reviews, and Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Bull & Branch. Even three U.S. presidents sleep on Bull & Branch sheets. Shipping is free, and you can try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a refund, but I doubt that you'll need to send them back. You're going to love them. There's no risk and no reason to give them not to give them a try. To get started right now, our listeners get $50 off your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com. Make sure you add the code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and branch. I hope you know how to spell branch.com. Use the promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS, bullandbranch.com, almost famous. Use them today. Wash your sheets. They get softer when you wash them. Here's some cool points I just want to bring up to you. Bull & Branch is the first and honest, transparent bedding company, a startup founded in 2014. Bull & Branch only uses sustainable and responsible methods of sourcing and manufacturing. They donate a portion of every sale to charity to help fight human trafficking while preserving fair rights for consumers. They don't just make great sheets, they're a great company too, something that is quite unusual in the textile industry. Buying bedding is convenient, and they make it easy to order from home and receive it beautifully packaged with free shipping. They're all so comfortable that U.S. presidents, three of them, in fact,
currently sleep on these sheets.
Isn't
that cool?
Yeah, if
I'm a president, the same kind of sheets presidents do.
We really do. That makes me feel very special, and that I've made it, Ashley. Moving on from the spots, this week's episode of The Bachelor, I feel like is the first time we're really getting some emotional drama, like really getting tied in. I think this was a huge episode for Ari and his girls. Ash, if you could, in your brilliance, give us a quick recap of what happened, just in case any listeners haven't seen the episode.
I think it's funny. This week is always a pinnacle turning point, because it usually goes from, like, you got rid of the villain, you got rid of the, I'll use your favorite word, silly people. You know, anybody who's like, who you've been like, what in the world are they still doing there, are now usually gone. And then you have this week of six, seven girls, and then you go straight into hometowns. So you go from it being like, this is just a fun show to watch, to being like, oh, this guy's going to end up marrying one of these girls. So let's see. We had the first, the Becca K date, which it's just good. He liked it. I don't know. There's not much to elaborate on. Then he went on, did he go on the CN date next? So then he went on a CN date. CN is like CN is the girl who, like, is perfect on paper. He likes her a lot. I think he would have dated her for a while in real life, but now he has advanced feelings for at least five more of these girls. And it's not like he doesn't like her. It's just like he's got to get rid of someone. And I think CN is the girl that he knows how to get rid of.
And which not happy about.
No. She deserved a hometown.
No, you're not giving enough credit. He had to get rid of somebody. Don't get rid of CN.
I just feel like that's like, if you wouldn't have gotten rid of CN because that's how you feel about her. but Ari has, you know, he'd have to get rid of Atiyah, who he really communicates well with.
Can't get rid of Atiyah either.
No?
Can't get rid of Atiyah. She has to be around.
So would you have gotten rid of Kendall instead?
Can't get rid of Kendall.
No?
Nope, she's got to be there.
Because she's very smart. She's
very smart, engaging, big heart on her.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Abel,
do you think CN would go on Paradise?
Do you think that CN would go on Paradise?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think she should have gone on Winter Games.
Oh, then Ben may have had who would have known what would have gone down with Ben if CN was there?
So you can't get rid of CN. You can't get rid of Kendall.
You can't get rid of Tia.
Can't get rid of Tia.
And then what about Lauren B?
Can't get rid of Lauren B.
Now, here's the thing.
He loves her.
Isn't it crazy? It's so funny. So Lauren B gets her second consecutive one-on-one date this week. And the girls are like, oh my God, what? She should have been on the three-on-one as per usual. But no, he's like, we need more time to talk because this girl is so shy, but not for some reason, I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we don't necessarily have a flowing
stream. Why do you like her?
Why do I like her?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who says that I like her.
I think you just said you liked her.
No, he likes her.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he likes her. even though there's not a steady stream of communication, you know, those are relationships where you don't have to talk very much, but you have that thing, that unspoken chemistry. They must have an amazing unspoken chemistry.
Because we don't see them talk.
No.
I feel like Ari talks sometimes.
Yeah.
She doesn't respond.
Not the best.
Like, we're not getting a lot out of this.
I'm not saying that I don't like Lauren B, you guys. Like, I think that she's probably
Ashley,
great
relax.
For
we're fine.
Just okay. I'm just saying she's not dynamic TV.
Not
but
at all.
That doesn't
no.
mean that it's, she's not right for
Ari. Ashley, relax.
Okay. So anyway, Lauren B is somebody that Ari... Okay, let's paint the picture. She doesn't say anything for the entire date. You know, she says
she
little.
No, she doesn't. She I mean, that's
little.
The thing.
She says little again. And then all of a sudden they sit down at dinner and she goes, I have something big to say. I'm falling in love with
this
you.
This is a shocker. Absolute shocker in my world because I am watching this show week after week after week and I haven't seen Lauren B engage in conversation yet. And I know he likes her. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm waiting for it. Because I think she's got it there. I think she has it. And so every week I'm waiting. Okay, when's she going to let him know? When is she going to like allow Ari in a little bit?
And then boom.
I love you.
I mean, she can't say anything, but she can say I love you.
One of the craziest moments I think this season to me was you can't say anything, but you can say I love you. And if that's the way I need to operate in this world, I could be okay. I've thrown the love word around once or twice. Yeah. Like,
so it looks like Ari may be making a Ben Higgins move here. So he doesn't
follow my lead, Ari.
He doesn't respond to Lauren. He goes, I need a moment, and walks away. What do you, from your personal bachelor point of view, think that he did in those moments away?
So in the bachelor world, there is this stigma, I guess, or there's no rules, but we set them up in our mind because you're like, okay, I can't do this. And so I think Ari walks away and he asks the producers, like, hey, I really want to tell Lauren B how I feel. Mm-hmm. I want to give her some validation for her stepping out there. Can I give her this validation? Is that allowed? And I think the producers probably looked at him and goes, if you think that's correct, if you think that's a smart play, you got to do it. Like, there's no rules here, but we'll help you if we think it's wise or not. And in this situation, I think they're saying, Ari, if you feel that strong that you need to tell her how you feel, go do it.
Okay, so then he comes back and he doesn't. He says, Lauren, I'm falling head over heels in love with you, or something like really dramatic. It wasn't just like, I can see myself falling in love with you too. It was like, I am in falling. I am, and it's big.
Yeah, it's a huge moment and one that I can't remember for the years that I've watched the show ever happening.
So early.
And also, oddly enough, in a relationship that I felt was the weakest out of any of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? Like, I just felt like, as I watched the show, Lauren B and Ari's relationship, even though I think he was really into her, felt like the farthest behind.
So you really, truly, you know how he said, just because I'm the bachelor doesn't mean that you have to like me? And he was really confused by whether she actually had feelings or she was just being shy. And so you were really interpreting that as a guy, as like she may not be into it.
100%. Yeah. If you have to ask the girl the question and say, hey, just to let you know, like, you have an out here. Like, you've made it far enough. You know, you've gotten your Instagram deals that you need. Like, now if you really like me, or you don't have to really like me, he's obviously thinking that in his head, and he feels so strongly about that he had to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So for me, I'm looking at saying there's disconnect. Mm-hmm. So then the love word gets dropped, and then it feels like they both feel the same way, and they're communicating clearly now. I don't know what happened.
I think they needed to actually get over that hurdle and be like so vulnerable and honest with each other, and now they can move on and maybe she'll be chatty.
Have you ever been in a place in your life where you've known a guy, or let's even talk friendships,
okay,
that there's just this like physical chemistry? There's not really a spoken connection, but they're just so into each other that your friend or yourself to go back from a couple dates and say, I love this guy. I need this guy.
My sister. Yeah.
Really?
With my sister, there was this guy, like the guy that one of the guys that she's felt the most intensely in her life for was a guy that she didn't have to have too much conversation with, but just like holding his hand or even pecking him on the lips, like had the biggest impact with her. Like, she closed the apartment room, the apartment door, and be like, I'm in love with him.
What ended up happening?
He
did it work out.
No.
Well, I mean, so it can happen. It can definitely happen, and I guess that is something I've never felt. However, I mean, even in my experience, when I fell in love, like, it was in an instant. It was first sight kind of thing. And so I can get where maybe Ari is looking at Lauren B going, I can't get enough of this girl. And maybe he, in his mind, needs her to, like, that's why he was just so much in his own head. He just needed the clarity for her to say, okay, I'm into you or not. Because if she's into him, I think Ari is now going to go full steam ahead at Lauren B.
Yeah,
I think we're going to see that. Just full steam ahead. No holds bar. Ari's going to be throwing the love word around like crazy. He's going to be kissing her all the time.
She's
be
the ultimate front runner now.
Ultimate and surprising.
Totally. Yeah.
If Vegas had any odds on Lauren B, I would have taken him 2 weeks ago because I think that she's my favorite now.
You would have been making millions if you put money on Lauren B from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I agree. So, okay. So now we're sitting here in the position. Who went home this week?
Okay, so CN went home, as well as Becca M, short-haired Becca.
Yeah, surprising that Becca M goes home because she's a fan favorite. But, I mean, obviously she wasn't going to work for Ari, and they're, you know, she kind
especially
of...
Especially after the pot farm working.
Yeah, and now it's going to be interesting for me to see if Becca M maybe goes on Paradise. Because she kind of, you know, has that free spirit about her. She's into adventure. She's young. She's cute. She's attractive. People love her. It'll be interesting to me to see if Becca M kind of comes out of her shell even more on a Paradise type show compared to The Bachelor.
Right. I think Becca M is going to be the queen of Paradise. She'll find guys who are more age appropriate for her there probably. And she has the kind of personality it's going to soar there. She just turned 23 this week, guys. Big news.
That's huge news. She had
She's
a birthday.
No longer 22.
That's amazing. That still has always been the one really confusing thing for me this season is, you know, these other girls, these other women on the show were maybe a year, 6 months older, some of them, and they weren't getting any criticism. But Becca M, you know, that becomes her storyline and people freak out and react like, oh, there's no way she can date Ari.
Mikkel was 23. They never brought that up.
Never. So, I mean, it just shows that, you know, we're blinded to a lot of situations and we judged way too quick. I think Becca M is going to be better off now in her new, you know, journey on The Bachelor outside of this show. And Ari is also better off too. They were not husband and wife.
No,
I don't think any of us saw
they
it.
They weren't.
And now, as we sit here, and this is what I honestly think, Ashley, and I was kind of talking to a couple guys about this. Ari has some of the best group of women that I've ever seen on the show.
In a really long time. Okay, I say quote, really long time, and I may want to give myself a little credit here because Chris Soule's top four was like pretty amazing between Whitney, Becca, Caitlin, and Jade.
100%.
Like, holy moly.
Well, I had a great top four too.
You did.
But I'm saying that
yeah, you had a great top four too. Everybody has great top
four. I'm just saying from in general, Ari's group of girls are absolutely incredible. I mean, they cross off, they check all the things that we look for. You know, they're smart, they're beautiful, they're compassionate, they care. You know, they're genuine, they're authentic. I could not give enough credit to Ari's group of women this season for how they pursued the experience, how they became supportive of each other. Not all the time, and you know, we had enough drama to keep it interesting, but now we have the top four. And this top four is special, and I believe stronger today than I ever have. And I don't know the spoilers. I know something happens, but I don't know exactly how it plays out, that Ari will be with somebody at the end of this that he legitimately could be with for the rest of his life.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so. I see Ari in this environment with these women now, and I think he has to be laying in bed at night during the Bachelor experience going, I'm one lucky guy.
Yeah.
I'm one lucky guy because of the woman I still got here. So, if Ari is feeling that way, I believe that there is no reason why he shouldn't. And I think the rest of this season of The Bachelor, I do. I think between Winter Games and The Bachelor, we're going to get a couple good, solid weeks for any Bachelor fans out there.
I mean,
of quality entertainment.
3 days a week for the next 2 weeks.
That's
are you
so
guys
much.
Stoked, or
no,
are you like a little stressed?
I'm so stressed about that. That seems like a lot of work for me to do.
It sounds like a lot of work for me too.
But it's going to be really good.
Tune in. There's not many times in life that you get 3 hours of The Bachelor. I mean, can you imagine how much better your life is going to be after this week's couple week stretch? Ashley, give us a spot.
It's going to give you, it's going to take you so much time to watch The Bachelor this week. You're going to need a movement watch to log your hours.
That's impressive. I didn't know where you're going with that.
Yeah, thanks. Hey guys, you've heard me talk about Movement before. You know, those two college dropout guys that started their own watch company. This company has grown like crazy, and now they have sold watches in over 160 companies, and they're continuing to revolutionize fashion on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. I don't know if you've checked out their site lately, but they always are having new styles pop up. They're still expanding, and they've doubled the amount of watch styles on the site right now. I don't know if you guys remember the history behind it, but it was two broke college kids. They dropped out of college. They started this company in their living room. They decided that they wanted a stylish watch, one that would probably sell at a department store for about $500, and they wanted to sell them for a lot cheaper directly to their consumers. So with Movement, you're going to find watches that start at just $95, but in a department store, it would be about $500. It's a classic design. It's quality construction. It's stylized minimalism. There's a style for each kind of personality out there. If you're looking for a gift, you're going to find something that suits that person's style. Or if you're looking for your own watch, there's a ton to choose from. So you can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to Movement, that is MVMT.com/almostfamous. And you can see why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to MovementMVMT.com/almostfamous. Join the Movement and get 15% off today.
Ashley, I got to ask you, now that we have the final four here, so it's a big deal in the Bachelor franchise to be in the final four,
yeah.
To be the final four, and yeah. Not be in it. It's just, you know that this is getting down to the wire. This is hometowns. Families are going to be introduced to each other. I mean, this is a big deal.
Big deal.
Would you say that Ari picked the right final four? Not, okay, for in your opinion, not for him.
For him, for him. Did what? He pick the best top four
yeah,
for him?
Yeah, for him.
I have to say yes.
Is there anybody that...
Yeah, I could have substituted CN with Kendall, I think.
Okay, why? People love Kendall. I get more messages that Kendall and I should date.
Really?
I get them all the time. All the time.
Interesting. No, well, I like Kendall a lot. I just don't know if like they have the chemistry that's going to take them to forever. They have like a nice boyfriend.
What do you like about Kendall? I mean, she's... Okay, so here's a question.
What I do like.
Luke Pell, who was here, and I were talking about this the other day. Do you think the taxidermy thing is a real thing?
Yeah.
You really think she travels with a bird?
With a bird? She says that she travels with a bird.
I think on like episode 2, she told Ari she travels with a bird. I'm telling you right now, for anybody out there listening, if I meet a girl, no matter how sweet, no matter how kind, no matter how smart, no matter how beautiful, and she travels with a taxidermy bird that she talks to, I'm out. It's not... There's like, you know, like we talked about with the greatest showman. There's some things, like abnormal things in life that I can deal with, some uniqueness I can deal with and that I like.
Yeah.
Traveling with a stuffed animal, like an actual stuffed animal, is not okay.
What about a pretend stuffed animal? What about like my lammy?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ashley, I know you sleep with something that you've slept with for years.
Well, I sleep with it at home, not in my apartment.
Okay. But I mean, yeah, that's fine. A stuffed animal I get, like your care blanket I get. I mean, it's still a little weird and it shows some type of issues as a child. But
really?
I mean, yeah, we all have our issues though.
Oh.
But if you have taxidermy that you travel with, I'm just wondering if that's a real thing for her.
I think it's a real thing. And I don't think it's affecting Ari's decision on her. I think
it should.
I think of all the top four, she brings it out of him the least. You know, I feel like his conversations with her aren't as lovey-dovey and romantic.
Yeah, I cannot wait till the day we get Kendall on the podcast because I'm so interested in hearing about this thing. Because I have like, you know, taxidermy in my house. I do.
You
but
do?
I don't have a lot, but I have a couple, yeah.
I don't like, I guess I actually, I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, and I do, and so I don't think it's crazy that she likes taxidermy.
She's a taxidermist.
She is not.
Oh, she is a taxidermist?
I don't think she is a taxidermist. I don't think that's her actual
Okay, so here's
occupation.
The big question.
It's not. Luke is saying it's not her actual occupation. It's a hobby.
So here's the big question. Please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Is it odd to travel with taxidermy? Yes or no? That's all I want to know. Yes or no? And also, who would your top four have been? I want to hear from all of our listeners. If you were in Ari's position, and you know Ari well at this point, you've watched him for months, do you think he picked the right top four?
I would have, if I was Ari, I would have had Becca M in there because I have a girl crush on Becca M.
I haven't heard this yet, I don't think.
Wait, really?
No, what do you mean?
I think she's like the cutest person and I just like want to look at her face all day.
Really?
I think she's adorable. And I love her
what
personality.
What does adorable mean? Because some people call me adorable and yeah. I think it's like a diss. Like, you're so adorable,
no,
meaning
no, no.
Like, hey, you're an idiot.
No, no, no. I think she's really smart. I love her sassy personality. I love like how she's like a tomboy yet a girl's girl at the same time. And I love her face. Like, I would trade faces with her.
That's so weird, Ashley.
I know. I just think she's so
cute. I don't have a response
to
you.
She's so pretty.
I would trade faces with her.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that way about another woman?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. But not on The Bachelor
Ashley, you've
necessarily.
Got a beautiful face.
I know. I like my face.
Okay.
But that's how much I like her face.
Oh.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all. This is totally normal,
who would
Ashley.
Who would you trade faces with in The Bachelor family? If you had to trade faces?
Luke Pell and Dean Unglert.
Yeah. Is that just because they're your friends?
Yeah, they're here. we're going to, let's sum it up really quick. The Bachelor is still going. We're down to the final four. Hometowns next week. Let's see in Ari's pursuit at finding the one for him. We know that the last few weeks of the show are going to be insane. You got to tune in to The Bachelor on Monday nights and also tune in to the podcast because without The Bachelor, we don't exist. And without the podcast, The Bachelor still exists. So just listen to the podcast. We need you. Ashley, I have one more email I want to read to you. Let's talk it through before we close out this week. It says, hey guys, your podcast entertains me so well at work. Thank you for that. Here's my question. A few weeks ago, someone you had in the podcast let it slip that there is a bachelor therapist. I think it was Ashley who might have said that you weren't sure if you guys were allowed to disclose that information. Typical Ashley freaking out. So what else don't we know? You guys got the freaking current Bachelor come on mid-season. Are you kidding me? You can do anything. So what don't we have?
We can talk about anything?
So what
why
we
each reveal a secret.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me close it. So what we don't know about being a contestant, I think it would help us a lot to give more sympathy for the people on the show if there are some things this close. So we'll each share one secret. Okay. Oh, by the way, that's from Kelly. I laughed during this email because it's funny. You had the freaking Bachelor on mid-season. You can do anything. I mean, it's just, you know what? We can do anything, Ashley. You know what? Some of us might feel like losers. We aren't.
No.
We can do anything.
No, I know.
Keep your mind up. Okay. So there is a Bachelor therapist. Let me explain why. Because we need it. You get a lot of people on the show. And, you know, when you are in this emotional environment, and it is a very real experience, and there are relationships being built and love being talked about, and there's stories from, you know, the past that are being brought up, there's just a lot going on, and it feels good, and it's needed. And I think it's a very responsible thing for The Bachelor to do, to have a therapist there for the contestants or The Bachelor or even the producers to speak with to help process some of this information. So I think it's just a gift from the franchise, and honestly, it's needed. I don't know how much people take advantage of it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you ever use it?
I have. Yeah, I've used it a couple of times. But I like speaking to therapists in real life.
Yeah.
And I think it's a huge deal. So when you have free therapy on the show, take advantage.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets taken advantage of too often. I don't think a lot of people talk to the therapist only when they're coming into the show and when they're leaving the show, but they can do it at any times. She's a phone call away. She travels with the show, or he travels with the show. I think that changes up right now. My one secret from The Bachelor, oh man, I'll just throw a couple out there. One is The Bachelor and Bachelorette have an amazing stylist named Carrie Fettman. So I typically never really picked out my clothes on the show when I was The Bachelor. He would help me out. He'd give me some options. But for the most part, I never picked out my clothes. My personal one is, you know, and I talked about it on the blog, Mahogany Workplace, is I had a parasite called Strongyloides the whole time I was on the show. So I had lost 25 pounds from the start of the show to the end of the show. I was so sick all the time. And I had a fever, especially in Bahamas. We actually had to cancel the rose ceremony because I was so sick that I couldn't stand out there long enough to like stay out of the bathroom because I was so sick. So that was terrible. I don't think it's ever been done, but I got to give myself some credit. I was sick the whole time on The Bachelor on some of the most stressful things ever, and I stuck to it.
I don't know how you did that.
The final thing, and I just got asked this week, and that's why I want to talk about it. Contestants, let's clear this up, do not get paid to be on The Bachelor. They have to supply their own clothes, their own wardrobe, their own suitcases. Own makeup and hair. Contestants don't get paid. The Bachelor and Bachelorette do get paid, but it's not a lot. It's not, it really is whatever you make in the course of a year.
Like the star of the primetime ABC show.
And
like
the reason
any other actor or actress, like, no, this is nothing.
This is nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, it isn't. If you heard the amount, you'd say, okay, that makes sense. And it really is this. The reason is that what they told me, which, you know, obviously I fought it, was they don't want this to be about the money. They want it to be about the relationships and the love. And that, I guess that does make sense because you'd have a lot more people anxiously fighting to be the next guy, the next girl, if it was about the money, if you were making a ton of money from it. And so instead, it's about the relationships and it stayed that way. And I also think that's just a really good excuse for them to not have to pay their talent really well. But it works, and there's opportunities afterwards, you know, to make the money. But that's the big thing that everybody always asks me: like, do the contestants get paid? Nope, they don't. Ashley, what's your secrets?
I wanted to go back and revisit the therapist thing. I definitely started using it during my second season of Paradise because what's so nice about having a therapist is it's off camera. Your discussions with them are off camera, and at that point, the only people you have to discuss your issues with usually are cast members on camera or producers who in that environment you can't exactly completely trust. So I would always go to the therapist just to like be able to vent off camera. Then I guess my secret is that we have to pack up completely and zip up our suitcases and all that before every rose ceremony in Winter Games, because we didn't really know, like, girls don't have to pack up if they have the roses in Paradise. But if there's, even if you have like the most secure relationship with the Bachelor and he basically said, don't worry, giving you a rose tonight, you still have to zip up and pack up everything before going into the rose ceremony.
Yeah. That's a good secret. Yeah. You're always packed.
Yeah.
Always packed, because when you go home, you go home.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing is like when you walk out that room, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're not coming back. You're spot on. Those are some great, great tidbits. We'll try to share more. I'm having a hard time even thinking of the secrets at this point.
Me too.
But we'll try to share any insight you want. So please email us again at BenandAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Any questions you have about the show, we'll try to answer them on the podcast here. We love reading your stuff. Please review us on the iTunes and iHeart Media apps. Just make sure that you're showing that you listen. It's a big deal for us to stick around and continue doing the podcast the way we are today. We also have good news. I don't think if you care at all, but I care. You know, we have in the past said Ben needs to get in the studio. He needs to stop calling in all the time.
Yeah,
and I agree. So we've made the decision to put a line into my house. So now we'll have better quality. Better clarity. The podcast is going to be better from here on out. We're making the investment because we enjoy doing the show and we want this to be the best possible thing for you. Speaking of really good things for you, I want to talk to you about FabFitFun. FabFitFun has obviously been a sponsor of ours for a long time. Since the very beginning, I feel like they're our friends. They're our family. They have supported this podcast and kept it going. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use a coupon code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com.
So you're going to get a box full of over $200 worth of stuff for $39.99. What?
Celebrity fans include Ashley Iaconetti, Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian,
yeah,
Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Ashley Simpson, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Nikki Hilton, Aisha Curry, and so many more. The editor's box is available now, so sign up before they sell out. You will not want to miss this box. Getting your FabFitFun box in the mail feels like Christmas four times a year.
Discuss a need or problem in your life that FabFitFun solves.
Well, I like, you know, my sunscreen issue. And then I always found a sunscreen that turned me purple. I found a great sunscreen that I still use today. And I used on the golf course yesterday from my FabFitFun box.
Unbelievable.
And then an exfoliant. Every exfoliant's too rough for me, except for this one exfoliant they had in the box. And now I rebuy it at Sephora whenever.
Ashley, you just mentioned your favorite products. Every time the box comes out, I feel like there's new favorite products that come out. People love them. I haven't talked to anybody that's ordered the box that hasn't liked it. It's a really great thing, and you're going to save a ton of money if you support us and use our promo code. Here's some things in the box right now for this season. Real Her eyeshadow, a makeup drop silicone applicator,
which makes it so that your makeup doesn't get absorbed into the sponge and you're not wasting makeup.
There's a scarf, there's a poncho, there's earrings, there's a necklace, there's a gym bag, there's another mask. There's a bath salts. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm tired of saying all this stuff.
This scarf is so cozy. I even sleep with it. It's like my blankie. It's my new blankie.
Okay. So, hey, please go to fatfitfun.com. Put in our code.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous today. We appreciate you doing that. Ashley, this has been a great podcast. It's been good to look at you the whole time and talk. I really think that Ari's season of Bachelor is going to end at a very high note. We're going to be very entertained and engaged, hopefully not to his or the women's expense that we'll enjoy this. I really want to see a love story come out of this because I think Ari, even to a fault, went into this so committed to finding somebody that he was had a hard time kind of lighting up. So we're getting down to the wire.
Isn't it? It's just nuts that we're at top four. And you guys, make it so that I'm a good disciple. Go see The Greatest Showman if your heart desires. I think it might be your last week to see it in theaters, and you should definitely see it in the theater. Hope it inspires you like it has inspired us.
That's right. I'm inspired. Hey, with that, everybody, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
And this has been the Almost Famous Podcast.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.